And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, second hour of the program, and top 10 countdown now to bring you, as well as we catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim, and we have the lowdown. It is the Earshot 20, and every week we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and he'll tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at that fine website, which again is earshot-online.com, and you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations right there. You can also find specialty charts for multiple genres, monthly and yearly top 10 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and a whole slew of other things.
I love when you use that word, because I don't really think that's a word. I know it is, but I pretend it's not. It's a weird word, slew. But here's a whole slew of ways you can get in touch with us. Like that segue?
Yep.
That was good. You can reach out to us, earshot20@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And our handle on Twitter, @earshot20. All are great ways to reach out. And all are great ways to get in contact. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, give you a feature on this show, which includes an interview, and we'll spin some tracks from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So lots of opportunity there to be heard on the great campus community and online radio stations that carry this program. We're going to kick things off. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up at number 10.
At number 10, down just one spot from its debut last week, is Trust and their new album, Joyland. You're going to hear a track called Capital. After that is Austerity Blues by the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra and their latest album, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything, which is, of course, at number 9, down from number 3. And at number 8, down from number 5, is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from Give the People What They Want. You're going to hear a track called Making Up and Breaking Up.
Stick around, it's the Earshot 20. Here's your number 10 this week. It's Trust with Capital.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
No.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
But all this hugging and all this kissing can't put back together the love we're missing.
We can't keep making up and making up and making up and breaking up over again. Making up and making up and making up and breaking up over again.
I know you're lyrical, I've been your fool, but in this case that old line just ain't I've been strong, though I've been trying, and I ain't the only one that is up to my head.
Keep making up and breaking up and making up and breaking up over again.
Making up and breaking up
and
it's the Earshot 20.
That was a track by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings at number 8, down from number 5 is their latest Give the People What They Want, and that was a track called Making Up and Breaking Up. Before that, you heard Austerity Blues by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and their latest album, F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything at number 9, down from number 3, and a selection from Trust and his latest record, Joyland, at number 10, down one spot this week. That was a track called Capital.
And I feel like at full discretion, I should let our listeners know that that was only a selection of the song, because the song's actually 14 minutes long. And I didn't really want to play the whole thing. So I gave them about 6 minutes.
You wanted to, but you couldn't.
No.
You don't want to. That's not very nice.
I didn't say I didn't want to. I said we couldn't play. We can't play the whole thing. That's just not possible for us. But you can go and check them out online. I'm sure you can hear the whole thing. Just 14 minutes. It's like half the show. It's like half of this hour of the program. Just couldn't do it.
You don't know math.
Half of the songs part of the hour. Leave me alone. It's late in the day. All right. We're going to keep the countdown going. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Stephen Karlick once again. He's got a song pick of the week lined up in this hour of the program. And we'll also be hearing the lowdown later on in the program. Brian's going to be giving us that. But first, we'll move on to some more music.
Here is the Soul Jazz Orchestra at number 7, up from 16. Their newest album's called Inner Fire. You're going to hear a track called Sommet en Sommet.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
Blinded by the city lights, no one can see you stalling. It's been so long since you've seen the prairie stars. You're not sure you can recall them. If there's something here for you to find, you may have found it once and lost it now. We used to fly through the woods on the backs of quarter horses, picking dandelion bouquets for our sister and our mother. We felt like men, but we were boys too young to know that we were free as fire. And you lost out in the big smoke, looking for a way home. There are no straight paths, there's no easy way. Brother, do you remember that warm September morning? We were shooting cans at Dad's 22 without a worry or a warning. You pulled the trigger down and dropped that deer, and you looked at me with tears in your eyes. And I never in a million years thought that you'd make that shot. And I picture you tonight with your sights still on something so far off. Wherever you are, I hope being careful about the things you think you want. And you lost out in the big smoke, without a fire in your room. There are no straight paths, no easy way.
Last year, father and son produced 12,000 bushels. Under the Crow, they paid 13 cents a bushel to ship it to Vancouver, $1,560. Within 4 years, they'll likely be paying twice as much, and within a decade, maybe five times as much.
If the price of grain would increase, I suppose one wouldn't feel it quite so badly, but on the horizon, we don't see an increase.
Supposing they save them to
and it could be any year that the bank finally gets the best of us. But our cows are fed, the bins are full, and we're hoping to see you before the snow. And you lost out in the big smoke, without a fire of your own. There are no straight, no easy way. Lost out in the big smoke, without a fire of your own. There are no straight paths, no easy way.
That was Big Smoke by Del Barber. At number 6, up from number 12, is his newest album, Prairieography. And at number 17, rising from number 16, was Inner Fire, the new record from the Soul Jazz Orchestra, and a track from that album called Sommet en Sommet.
It's the Earshot 20, hour number 2. The countdown is continuing, and it's always exciting when we get to take a break, head back to the phone lines, and chat with Stephen Karlik. Earlier in the program, we chatted about some festivals and tours. Now we're going to talk about some things that are coming out in way of releases, and we'll kick things off. Stephen's going to tell you a little bit about Lily Allen.
Yeah, Lily Allen has got a new album coming out. It's called Jesus, inspired obviously by Kanye West's Yeezus. The album has got a track list and a release date and a cover now. But she's apparently admitted that so far what you've heard of it is, quote, rubbish. On March 10th, Twitter user Reg Wilding chimed in with his thoughts on Allen's new tunes, noting that they felt, quote, like docile pop rubbish. And the sort of disappointing part or hilarious part, depending on how you want to look at things, is that Lily Allen responded, what you've heard so far, yes. All I can do is my best. The labels and the radio stations won't play the better stuff. The sad part is that she's actually released 4 singles from the album so far, so that's, I don't know, almost half the album that she's thrown under the bus.
Yeah, it seems kind of weird. And her note on is something that I always find weird when you're talking about radio too. And it's different, I guess, in our sector. But it's always weird to hear, you know, well, the radio stations won't play, you know, the good stuff on the album. And I guess that's one of the great things about campus radio. Maybe we'll get to spin a bit of this record for her. We get to play the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing though is you don't want to hear that an artist wrote 4 bad songs specifically for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, you should probably want to make an album that you're proud of from front to back, so that no matter what gets taken as a single, even if it's not the best song on the album, it's still something you're at least proud of.
They must have weird formulas of working out which songs will make it onto the commercial airwaves, but best of luck to Lily Allen, I guess. We're going to move on. Subtract has announced a new 12-inch series.
Yeah, he's actually a favorite of mine. He released a really great self-titled debut album a few years back that had a single, Wildfire, on which Drake later featured. And now he's come out with 3 12-inches he's going to be releasing over the next couple weeks. You can pre-order them now. They're all called Transitions 1, 2, and 3. And he's got a really cool website that you can check out online where you can listen to all 6 tracks, and it's got sort of a background that moves around as you mouse around, which mirrors the covers of the EPs, which are all going to have 2D animated covers, so when you move them around, they will move. All very cool if you're a record collector and a vinyl nerd.
Neat way to release his music.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way for fans to sort of be in touch with him and feel like he's putting out a lot of music. He'll be coming out with an album later this year. It's unclear how many of these songs will be on that album, but these were all songs that came from the sessions, and they're damn good.
And one final one to chat about before we go to your song pick. Jacques Green is revealing an EP and also mapping out a North American tour.
Yeah, Jacques Green is a Montreal producer. He's also a label owner. He runs Vaz Records, which is consistently good. He'll be putting out a new EP on April 28th, and it'll be supported with a North American tour. So far, that only includes a Montreal hometown show and a Vancouver show, but hopefully there's more to come. There's a lead-off single from it called No Excuse that's really beautiful. It's like 7 minutes of sort of spacey pattering drums. Really good. And so that's an exciting one from him. Hopefully more to come. I know he's in South by Southwest with the rest of the music world right now. So all the best to him.
Yeah, that's pretty big to be doing South by Southwest, and hopefully he has lots of success with that EP. All right, Stephen, we are going to get you to give us your song pick of the week, and as always, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us on the Earshot 20.
Of course. My song pick this week, it's not the one you heard last week, but it is by Mr. Owen Pallett. His new record is coming out May 13th. It's called In Conflict. I cannot express to you how good it is. But perhaps this song can. It's called The Riverbed, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 5.
This is the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Arms and dumping.
the Earshot 20.
That was The Nightlife by The Wet Secrets and their latest album, Free Candy, is at number 4 from number 13. Dropping just one spot to number 5 was Broken Bells After the Disco, and you heard the title track from that record.
Only 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another Top 20 countdown done. But first, before we move on to that, we have to bring you a segment that we like to just give you an insight as to what is on the charts below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Not too many albums below the top 20 this week. At number 47, Brooklyn indie trio Augustine's second album sees them revert to their original name after being known as We Are Augustines for their first album. Halifax-based East Coast breakout Kim Harris's debut full-length Only the Mighty comes in at number 41. Atlas is the new album from New Jersey psychedelic surf pop group Real Estate, which debuts at number 37. At number 31, New Ways is a soundtrack to the film I Dream of Wires and the 6th album for Toronto-based Jason Ames Solvent alias. At number 24 is Brastronomical, the new and second album from Toronto eclectic sextet Heavyweights Brass Band. And Vancouver band Hunting signed to Novato Records last fall, and their new self-titled album debuts at number 21.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. And we're going to move on now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3. As I said earlier, only 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is up. And do we have any movement in the top, we'll say, 5?
We do. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear from Beck at number 3 after the debut of his new record at number 18 the week before. It's called Morning Phase, and you're going to hear a track called Morning.
It's a big jump. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Me underneath the rain.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know. Hey, I have to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Number 1.
With my battery. and I've left behind all my pride. All I have left is mine. Is my battering ground.
The Earshot 20.
Sitting still again this week at number one is the Pack AD. Their latest record is called Do Not Engage. That was a track called Battering Ram. Before that, sitting still, number two was Kurt Pirat. And from the album Trauma, you heard a track called Ain't No Sunshine. And starting off that set at number three, up from its debut at 18 the week before, is the latest record from Beck called Morning Phase, and you heard a track called Morning.
And that does it for another week and another countdown. Thank you very much for tuning in, and if you're just joining us, a little bit about the program. It's the Earshot 20. Every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's myself, Anthony Emin, and Brian Cleveland, and we bring it to you every week. We record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all for carrying this program. You can also find us a couple of other ways. You can find us on radioforall.net, and maybe you're downloading the program from there, or you might be podcasting the show, and in that case, you may be getting it from iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to it, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new program. We'll have a new Top 20. We'll catch up with Stephen Karlick again, some more interviews, the lowdown, all kinds of stuff. So stick around for that. More great programming is on the way on this station, so stay tuned. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.